flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM, and on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Check it on out. Let us get to our headlines here, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Heat, they got smoked last night. Hammered by the Bucks, 125-96.
It was good for about 12 minutes.
Oh, what a 12 minutes it was, dude. Spo was starting Swedish Swish, and then he was fouling a lot.
Man, he had two fouls by the first commercial break. I was like, damn, that's a new record. That's quicker than dunks.
I know. The Pella was going at a furious pace of fouling. I do like the idea that he's getting more playing time. And I got to tell you, I don't know how many people saw this, because I couldn't blame you if you stuck around. I had to go find a pirate website to watch the end of the game, because I don't get True TV. Like,
why don't you get True TV?
I got to help you with that.
I don't get True TV. But I was watching on a pirate site to watch the end of this game, and I had to, and even the pirate sites were confused. So I had to go to like a Celtics Lakers link to even go watch the game, because they hadn't flipped yet. So I'm watching the end of this meaningless game for whatever reason, and Keyshawn Johnson gets in to the game, and Stan Van Gundy, you know, I've had some harsh things to say about, even though that his points have been spot on. Stan Van Gundy said, Spo wants to get Keyshawn some more minutes. How about that? He wants to get Keyshawn Johnson some more minutes, Leroy.
I mean, he's the coach, so do it.
Well, I mean, you know, you got guys that, you know, you think there's an ego thing. You know, you got Terry. Listen, if he doesn't play Terry Rozier anymore, I'm all for it.
Wait. Okay.
He stinks.
Let me say this. Isn't the job to win games?
Yeah.
Or is the job to soothe egos? It's Tell me what games. The job title is.
Win.
So why would I give a rest?
It's not reality, though. Like, look how many games he played Kevin Love before he sat him down.
I'm just saying. Like, don't complain to me if you're losing, if that's why you're losing, because you're trying to coddle anybody. Your job is to win.
Well, I think he's kind of getting done coddling, because Terry Rozier was playing with the rooks in garbage time at the end. And when you're playing with the rooks in garbage time, you know what that means.
He's not shooting the ball well, but he's playing hard. I can live with that.
He's playing hard as in, like, he's doing basketball Cirque du Soleil. Like, sometimes he's doing like the crane kick mid-air to like shoot the ball off the side of the backboard.
I saw him as if things weren't getting more difficult for Terry. I saw him take one to the hoop and go left, right, left, right.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man. Hey, Let's just get a simple layup. We don't need and one tape.
Let's go. He's out there looking like he's got the basketball, like he's doing yo-yo tricks with it. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Like, he is. I don't know. I like Terry Rozier. I do. Like, but it's just been a down year.
He's playing like here. Do we only relate to points as far as playing well? Because
if your number one job is you're a scorer, right, then that's what you do.
I'm just saying. They have an incredible thing with this team, right? The guy could go 1-for-13, your team lose by 20, and the coach would say he made winning plays.
Yeah, I don't think he's saying that about Terry Rozier. I don't know if he's being asked about that, but I don't think he's saying that about Terry Rozier. He did say this about Pella, though, after the game. Do you have this, Vlad? This was what Spo had to say on Swedish Swish and his foul trouble.
Yeah, you know, that was, you know, a tough decision. He had some tough calls, you know, that's the thing that, you know, I roll my eyes at in this league. You know, the veteran can just draw three quick fouls like that. If Pella tried to do the same thing going the other way, there'd be zero chance those would be three fouls if he tried that offensively. That's just the way it is. Young guys have to learn that. I was looking for, you know, some defensive pressure on Lillard just to start the game and then work into the rotation. But, you know, we'll reevaluate. I like what Pella's been doing behind the scenes, and I'll just figure out, you know, where we can plug him in.
That
phrase right there. That phrase right there.
Behind the scenes?
Or just... Look, Spoke, love you, buddy. Okay, but behind the scenes don't get wins.
We need a director's cut of this Heat season because it sounds like it's more interesting than what's going on in the court. If we just knew what was going on behind the scenes with the Miami Heat.
Right. He's putting in the work. I say, I need those ballers.
In a gym all alone, Pella Larsen hits 100 threes in a row. Tough break for him. I will say, though, I do like Pella. I like the way that he plays. Now, listen, this season...
There's a couple of guys who are playing I won't say worse than they did last year. And that's Jaime and Bam.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
And Terry.
But as a point guard, like... I don't, like... If Terry is in the game with a scorer, if he's with Tyler, I don't care that he doesn't score. But when he runs the young crew, he needs to be more aggressive to kind of set them up so they can get some open shots.
He just can't succeed being this bad a shooter. Right. I mean, I know it's an all-time inept run that he's on, but he's not that great at the rim pressure. So he needs to be able to shoot
outside shot.
Holy crap! I mean, this is incredible. Like
it's a hell of an unfortunate run that our guy is on.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. They'll be back in action tomorrow, 6 o'clock against the Nets. You guys can hear that right here on 560 WQAM. That is a 4:45 preheat with Solana and Tommy Tighe. Panthers, they're back on the ice tomorrow against the San Jose Sharks.
Don't forget, if there are any University of Miami Hurricanes basketball fans, the Canes do play tomorrow as well. I noticed that we didn't mention them yesterday getting their ass kicked. But they do finish the second part of their
I just figured I'd do
this. This does seem like all tickets get a free Whopper.
I do, yeah.
Right?
I do,
this kind of promotion is coming. right?
I feel like I'm doing the Canes a service if I just don't mention the basketball scores, Vlad.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, we got our boy Josie. We can't do our boy Josie dirty. They are on.
I understand. So, I understand. But I mean, think Joe's even like, oof, Cal tomorrow night?
Because Stanford whooped that ass on Thursday night. I mean, Wednesday night.
Oh, so they're on a West Coast trip?
Yeah, they're on a West Coast trip. And yeah.
They are 4-15 this season, 0-8 in ACC play. They lost 88-51. These are their last three games. 88-51, 117-74 to SMU.
They gave up 117?
117 points in college.
Oh my, that's like Loyola Marymount.
Oh, wait, that was to who? Oh, that was to SMU, right?
SMU.
Yeah.
SMU. And then they lost to Duke 89-54.
Yeah, nah, dude, just
holy crap.
They just give up points.
You could add two of those scores and still not beat SMU.
That's insane. That's right. You could.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez Louise, man. That is
one. You know how hard it is to give up 117 in college.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
They must have shot 60 threes.
That's crazy. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more after this.
And the winner's Hove, my man. Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect, the most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 60 WQAM. Play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out in the final segment of the show. First, another round. Hey, Barkeep, another round of 15 minutes of heat here. Brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals in the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Call 832- 930-6180 8-1.
And funny you said barkeep, because last night it sure looked like Tobin was hitting that bottle after that heat loss to the Bucks.
You know, I did hit the bottle yesterday, Vlad. I need to find something that burns a little bit more, because sometimes don't you feel like this when you drink? Like, if you need a sad drink, you need something with a little burn to it. You know, it can't be too sweet.
Well, so what's your go-to?
Like some type of real like Kentucky bourbon. You know, Jay Fig, something that like if I burp and there was a spark around, I'd look like a dragon. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Or tequila. Oh, I love a sad tequila.
No, I don't mess with
tequila. No.
No, but, you know, you could also always drink that scotch that I have that tastes like cigarettes.
Oh, that was awful, dude. So,
or go some from, like, really good moonshine. Like, some very...
Says the person.
The blue one.
Something about moonshine that just seems like hooliganism more than sadness, though, you know?
No, you'll be very sad you took it.
Yesterday, they named the starters for the All-Star team, but then Shaq, Kenny, and Chuck put out their reserves, and they okie-doked us because Shaq had Tyler Hero.
Then took him down.
And then he said, never mind, LaMelo Ball.
Well, the problem is that from what I was getting, they didn't know who the starters were, and they picked the 12 All-Stars. But some of their reserves were starters.
Right, Kenny's
and
especially.
And so it got kind of...
Well, they made fun of Kenny because Kenny just put 5 players. He didn't put any guards. He just put his 5 best players as his starters. And then Chuck had Bam Adebayo, and then he goes, no, never mind. Tyler Hero's been way better than Bam Adebayo this year. Which is fair. But I didn't like that. Shaq, come on, man. You can just take Tyler Hero off your list.
He's also the same person siding with Jimmy. So,
well, yeah, but yeah, he could side with them because he's done that. He knows how that feels.
Yeah, but the problem is that.
Here's the thing. And I forgot who put it on the chat watching the Twitch. And, yeah. You say you looking at it from a human level with Mark Andrews, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shaq was looking at it at a human level as a player. Like, oh, you don't want me anymore? Well, I don't want you.
No, but here's where that doesn't hold water. We're paying you for the next 2 years. So you want me to... So I'm supposed to say you don't want me 2 years from now? I'm not going to play now? Okay, then give the money back. Give the money back then.
Well, they're trying to get it back.
Well, they're trying to get it back. Right. But I mean,
you understand, Vlad.
I get it. Look, I'm not co-signing them.
We're not talking about now. We're not talking about like his contract is getting ready to expire and they haven't extended him. We are talking about the year 2027 that, oh, y'all don't want me. Y'all don't want a 37-year-old me. Well, I don't want you now.
Genuinely don't even think Jimmy Butler wanted to play until he was 37. I just think the money's gotten too crazy in the NBA. Everybody's like, oh, man, I got to get – like, how could you turn down $60 million guaranteed?
If they got to give it to you.
Right, but I'm saying, like, when Jimmy first signed with the Heat when he was 29, like, he said, like, I don't plan to play until I'm 37. They're giving us how much now?
At 37? Look how much LeBron is getting at 40, and I know nobody's LeBron, but still.
I get that, but I don't understand why you think this is the best way to go about it. I don't understand that.
I just can't. I get it in football that if your contract is up and you want to make a stink, there's reasons why you have to make a stink, because football contracts are not guaranteed, right? And so that new contract will set you up. I get all that. That's not the case in baseball and basketball. Jimmy is not on the last year of his deal. Jimmy can get paid $100 million in the next 2 years. Okay? What he has a big problem with, which we didn't notice when the season started because he said he was going to hoop. So Let's start there too, Vlad. Mm-hmm. He didn't make a stink the whole time. This is just a recent thing. Far as we knew, far as what Jimmy told us, he was coming out to ball. That's his words.
This is six man stink. Came off the bench.
Right. But to say, I'm not going to work for the money that you're paying me now because you refuse to pay me 2 years from now. That's where Chuck doesn't relate. Right.
Or D Wade. And D Wade's been through it too with Pat, obviously.
But D Wade, his contract was up.
Yeah.
It wasn't a situation like Jimmy.
No, but it was, I think that when you say, yeah, I think that's why he doesn't have many basketball players on his side from the money perspective. Some people have said, oh, you know, like we've heard what D Wade shot down with the Paul Pierce of like, oh, just, you know, people aren't going to like Pat Riley ruling with an iron fist. And I think the thing that's crazy about this, that's missed with all those arguments, is they haven't ruled Jimmy with an iron fist.
Right.
They've let him do whatever he wants the entire time. There has been no iron fist.
Right.
I know, Schmeathan. What do you want me to do, dude? I'm sorry. But then if I don't talk about it, you'll be like, I can't believe they're talking about Kane's women's hoops. Can't win with Schmeathan.
What does he want us to talk about then? What do you want to talk about?
He just wants chaos. He's an agent of chaos.
No, but then what? Yeah, exactly. So then what do you want to talk about? There's chaos right now.
We hit the football.
He doesn't want to. He just wants us to. This is exactly what he wants. He wants us to pit us against each other so he can tell us all to go to hell. And he's cackling in his room. Right now.
But because you both are agreeing, that's why he's upset then.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tobin has kind of gotten tired of Jimmy in the recent few days. I've always been pretty much in the same spot, right? Like, you signed a contract 3 years ago that's supposed to last until 2026, and you're going to stop playing for that contract because they won't pay you in 2027.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
Right. It's not a great look. But the thing that like has always been is like, I just don't understand how you could tank out on your teammates, especially teammates that you've been teammates with that long.
But that goes to show you that like, yeah, as long as it's about me, it's about we. There's people like that.
Hold on.
People are like, as long as I'm going good.
Right.
Then we good.
Because people be like,
if you going good and I'm not going good, then we ain't good.
Like, people are like, oh, they're paying him like a third option. I'm like, he makes $15 million more than anybody this year or next year. No, he's right. Not.
But the team is young right now. If you really think about it, like from the inception, the team from when he got here, the only people that's there is Bam and Tyler,
Duncan,
and they might be done. And they might be donezo with his antics. At least it looks like him and 13 don't get along anymore.
Can I just say this? We are all also not looking at the realization that the biggest issue that Pat had with Jimmy was the amount of games he was playing, right? And so Jimmy's basically saying to Pat, I'm gonna play 60 games. You either like it or don't like it. And I'm going to make a stink if you don't pay me for 2027.
Fake John Crowdy says time to send him to the Wizards. No, but I am curious that now I am intrigued if the Heat don't do the Suns thing and they do just send him to the Grizzlies. I am curious to see what then what. Be like, it's not our headache.
Yeah. But we're making here's the assumption that everybody's making that I'm not going to make.
Mm-hmm.
We're assuming that once Jimmy goes somewhere else, he's going to start balling.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right? I'm not ready to, because if it were that easy, he would have been doing it.
I was on sports radio today in Phoenix, and they're like, do you think he would work here? I'm like, guys, I'm never going to doubt Jimmy Butler, but I haven't seen him play basketball for realsies in a month. So I don't know. I don't know what he's going to be like.
But if we're going by his track record, because we all know that his track record when he's not getting a contract or he wants money and he's not getting it from the team that he's playing for, is that he causes stink. And then after he causes stink, he gets traded. And then when he does get traded, he starts playing well again.
Vlad, he's 35 though.
Vlad, it's only gone bad. It's only gone bad on playing here. Like in the Minnesota thing, what did it last? A game? You know, like he had everybody even knows the infamous practice. Nobody talks about him.
No, but I'm just saying before that, what I was saying was he was causing a stink in Chicago, went to Minnesota. Caused a stink in Minnesota, went to Philadelphia. They were Kawhi Leonard jump shot away from going to the finals, Eastern Conference finals.
He never didn't play, right?
Yeah, they played. Like, he played great in Philadelphia.
You can never say he didn't play. This is a new twist to this. Like, if Jimmy was making a stink but balling, we wouldn't be having these conversations.
This is a different type of person. I mean, those are situations you could walk through that or the organization like Philadelphia, Minnesota. You're not going to walk through Pat in Miami. So you got to cause a different type of stink in order for you to get what you want.
Should we talk more Jimmy Butler?
No, if he's dead to you.
He's not dead to me. He's not dead. I actually have a dead to me that I've been holding on to all week. So we'll get to that coming on up. You're dead to me is next.
As far as how I felt, the calls were made, but
you're dead to me.
All right. Let's bury some people. You're dead to me. But first, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeBesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Oh, it does seem like the sun is trying to poke through a little bit, but not much. It's still mostly cloudy. Winds coming out of the north, northwest, or northeast. I see a plane coming in from left to right. Coming in at about 5 to 10 miles an hour, not very strong.
Raining cats and dogs over there.
And I would have to say it's about, is it 60, 65 degrees, if that? Yeah, that sounds about right.
Boy, Tim on Instagram just sent me a photo of a frozen iguana. It's taking a tree nap.
Iguana sickle.
Yep.
Popsicle, you know what makes me uncomfortable? The gators that are frozen underneath the water.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy to see what's going on all over the state. Wild. All right. So let me take you back to last weekend for my dead to me. So had a lovely birthday weekend for my son. My son turned 9 years old. Happy birthday, Tommy.
And birthday, Tommy.
He went to Birthday Brothers with Vlad and Tyler
and
Hero.
Goldie. And Tyler Hero. Jeez, I'm the tangible in all this intangible birthdays.
So we go to Legoland. We stayed at the Pirate Ship Hotel. He was excited. He loves Legos. I do have to build that Lego, though. That's a project I'll undertake this week. My son, in the midst of this, as sometimes nine-year-olds are to do, lost something. And what he lost was his Nintendo Switch, which is by far his favorite toy. I still remember when I bought it for him at Christmas, even though it came from Santa. He was beside himself. He loves that Nintendo Switch. And somewhere in the hotel, he lost it. Now, it wasn't in the room because I strip searched that place like there was a murder there, like FBI investigation. Could not find it. We put in a lost item ticket at Legoland with our Lego wizard. But basically, Leroy, I left Winter Haven thinking it's donezo. Never seeing that Nintendo Switch again, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's crying. The entire weekend was great. Then it was ruined because he's crying. He's crying his eyes out. He lost his favorite toy. He thought, he's never going to have a Switch again. So I didn't want his birthday ruined. I wanted to go and make this right. So I decided I was going to get him a Nintendo Switch. Mm-hmm. So I went to GameStop instead of going and buying it at Target or buying it online at Amazon. I'd just be like, you know what? I'll just walk in, buy it, boom. Problem solved. I saw which places had one in stock. Cool. I go in, very nice lady. Hey, blah, blah, blah. Tell the story. Buy the Switch, and I buy him a Sonic the Hedgehog because he lost all his games too. He lost everything. And yeah, it was brutal. And so
is that like downloaded into the Switch, or is it like still?
I think people do that, JFig, but he's 9. I don't want to download it every time, so I just get him the old school cartridges that go in.
Okay, so that's still a thing. Okay.
Still a thing. Still a thing. So I buy him a game. Great. I walk out the store. You know, dropped a cool 400 on it, Leroy, on everything.
Ooh, all right.
Beat up. I got beat up. But I'm like, you know what? It's his birthday. We'll never speak of this again. And I'll get him on the back end at something one time. The revenge will be mine. I get home. Okay. And he's excited. He goes, oh, he's very grateful. He's a good boy. Very grateful. Thanks me. He starts opening it up. Literally as he starts opening it up, bing, the wizard reaches out from Legoland. Guess what, everybody? We found your Nintendo Switch. We found it. Hot dog. I'm about to get my money back. That's what I'm thinking to myself. Right? Unfortunately, you guys, this is a happy ending segment. This is your dead to me, so you know this has a bad ending.
They didn't take it back.
Here's what these bastards did.
No.
I went back to GameStop. Now, mind you, Leroy, the time elapsed is less than a half hour. Very close to this GameStop.
Oh, you opened it, though.
Vlad, I opened the box.
Barely. Just the box.
But the wrapper's not even... Just the box? Not the wrapper.
Just the box.
Oh, you still should be good.
The top box. Oh. One would think. But this individual, they're like, it's opened. Can't do it. And I said, excuse me? What do you mean you can't do it? It hasn't been unsealed from inside. They're like, if the box is open, the box is open. We can't take it back.
I said, wait, what?
Effing kidding me? Can't take. Now I'm gonna give everybody a looky loo with this box real quick.
Oh, you take it.
Oh yeah, this is okay. What the box looked like. Okay, you can see
when it was given to you or after.
No, this is after. This is what I brought back.
Okay,
that's what I brought back. A little tear on the top, little flap open, but Vlad, nothing inside has been touched.
Right,
not touched, because as soon as we got it, bing, the wizard told us, and they said, hey. Can't do it. That's policy. And I said, is there anybody else I could speak to here, madam? So they get me on the phone with the district manager, and he goes, it's policy. And I said, let me get this straight, policy boy. You're here to tell me that you're not going to sell this Nintendo Switch if I were to give it back to you. You are not going to sell this as new product? He goes, once it's opened, it has to be sold as used. I said, oh, yeah, that's rich. So please, GameStop, which, by the way, if people don't know about GameStop, it basically markets in selling used stuff. That's what it does. People sell stuff back to GameStop all the time. That's literally what their entire thing is known for. So they're like, we'll give you $90 for it.
30 minutes?
30 minutes, we'll give you $90.
For a rip this big.
And I'm like, you're not going to give me anything for it because I know exactly what's going to happen if I leave this here for $90. And that is you're going to sell it for your $350. $50 for the game. And I'm like, no, no. And I said, well, in the very least, I'm not selling this back to you because that is a crime what you're doing to me. In the very least, let me at least get my game money back. And they said, no, you get half price because you used a store credit on it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
A store credit?
I said, then I'll go exchange it. And in the midst of exchanging it, this person's on the phone talking to their other store manager saying, I'm harassing, that I'm causing a ruckus. And I said, I'm causing a ruckus? You guys just stole from me. GameStop, you're dead to me.
I tell you what, After hearing that story, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Hmm?
I will never step foot in a GameStop.
I will never.
Never. Why it's usually quite empty.
And by the way,
how about a conspiracy after hearing that?
Because guess
what? For you to buy the new one because they already found it. So they try to get you. Really? What a coincidence.
So the minute
you give it to Tommy, the wizard comes and says, they found
you
it.
Think they're in cahoots?
Oh, you think in cahoots?
They know that where the old one was? I did buy the original from them.
Think about this.
How the minute you give it to Tommy, wizard just goes, ding.
That is a coincidence.
Where was it? Where'd they find it?
I don't know. I didn't ask
exactly
where they go.
Where'd they find it? Good.
I was so happy in the midst, JFig, that we found it. I didn't even think to know where they found it. I was just happy that they found it.
Where was it?
That's your fault. You know why?
Why?
Because you could have got it off of Amazon,
right?
The same thing would have happened 30 minutes later, and you could have returned it right then and there.
You know what?
You wanted it right then and now.
But Leroy, I didn't know that GameStop was full of crooks.
Now you know. I tell you what. You ain't got to tell me twice. I'll never step foot up in one of them things.
Apparently, this is a thing, too, because I tweeted about this, and people are like, they pull this all the time. Which, by the way, no. Which GameStop was it? I want to swing by and shake that employee's hand. I just want to let you know, I will never step foot in front of a GameStop. It's a terrible, which is why you guys became a meme stock, by the way. And everybody who says, Tobin, why are you shopping there? Gamers don't. I'm not a gamer, okay? I am a father of a kid who likes video games. I don't play video games. I've never played Madden. Okay? I don't play video games. Nothing against people who do. It's just not my thing. And so I'm not aware of this racket that they've been running for this entire time. Seemed like a lovely place. Kids like to go to a video game store. But I will never step foot inside a GameStop again. You are dead to me. You are bums. Particularly the one on Jog Road and Lantana.
You're dead to me.
What store number is that?
Too bad nobody lives up there.
Oh, they do. Just not us.
All right. You ready for
you're dead to me. What do you got?
So
I'm so sorry, Tobin.
In the last two or three days, I've gotten several pictures of my people and how they handled the elements.
The snow
to which they have
people don't know how to act in the snow, by the way.
To. And I'm gonna tell you like this: as much as I love the people from my hometown, you guys are embarrassing me. I got a video of somebody dumping Tony Satchery on the snow. I got people that's trying to sweep the snow out of the way off the pavement. They got cops driving like they don't understand the road is slick. And just the overall embarrassment of how my city has dealt with this adversity. Y'all dead to me. Y'all got to be better. It's hilarious. Let me say, it's hilarious. But come on, y'all folded under pressure. A little bit of snow and everybody hype up. Oh, we ain't been to work in 4 days. It's snow on the ground.
I saw someone trying to vacuum snow.
Yes! That's yes! Great.
I don't know where that was, but I'm pretty sure that very expensive vacuum is going to break.
I don't know how to handle
snow in New Orleans.
Dude, I haven't dealt with snow in so long. Like when I went to, we were driving up to Georgia or to Gatlinburg. And we stopped in Macon, Georgia one night because we to do a sleepy poos because we were driving late. I woke up with frost on my car. I'm like, what the hell is this? How does one deal with this?
We're not prepared for these conditions.
Oh, it's so like people keep sending me pictures of any advice. I'm like, just stay your ass inside. Don't you're embarrassing yourself. Stop.
Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Well,
you're dead to me.
Anyone who doubted Team Lava 2.0. Any haters out there that love talking trash and wished us the worst.
Oh, I'm hating.
Goes to show how karma works for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Was Gabby on the team?
another Gabby. Gabby O'Connor was on the team.
Oh, okay.
Which Gabby? Our Gabby?
She has, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Gabby. Our Gabby.
Cyclist,
Gabby can play.
The cyclist Gabby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, she can play.
She got endurance.
She's an athlete.
Right.
She got endurance.
The other and Gabby didn't even know how to play that time. She just learned how to play the game that day.
Yeah. We had a lot of coaching also this year. So, you know, we were champions and.
How many teams were there this time? Two?
What do you mean teams?
Well, how many other?
Like,
how many did you
bunch
beat?
Of people?
Yeah.
No, how many teams did you involve?
I don't know. I didn't keep count. There's a lot.
I mean, what was it? The NCAA tournament? How many teams did you beat?
No,
nah,
there
two,
wasn't
three?
That many teams. There wasn't that many teams.
There was a lot of I don't know. But this is a picture of us.
Right.
With our little trophies.
Look, look.
Look Holy cow. Who is that guy in the back?
Don't worry about the guy in the back.
Hey, that's the ringer. His wife is works in sales. That's the ringer.
You
so,
guys, yeah. You guys basically got Power 96 Udonis Haslam.
Yeah,
oh my, pretty much. No, dude, that is unfair. Like, me and Marcos last year, we
scored more than Marcos's 2 points.
Yeah.
That's
Marcos, what matters. That's because Marcos is an actual employee of the station.
Does this
These
mean
are
Marcos?
Employees. These are employees.
Not married to an employee
on,
of the station.
Look at
of
the
course,
girls.
Of
you,
course, girls
Evie,
that just want to slay.
We
look
had
at
an
them.
Advantage with Evie
okay,
here,
but,
okay?
So you're telling me Marcos is off the team now for good? Like you're never.
Marcos is off the team.
How is the guy that created
Until
the team
he
off the team? How is the guy that created the team off the team?
Did he actually create it?
Huh?
Did he
create
a team? Create it?
He created
Did
a name.
Team
Who
name.
Created a name.
Just the name.
You might.
Did you guys go by the
licensing agreement?
Did you guys go by the lava again?
No. No one mentioned lava. No.
Wow. All right. He's dead, man. Marcos, sounds like you're dead to her.
Wow, that's messed up.
Vlad, who's
Marcos.
Dead to you?
It ain't Marcos.
You're dead to me.
Nobody. I had a great week. It was my birthday.
Oh, all right. Hey, listen, that's yeah, we'll take me. That.
You
we'll take that.
He chewed on it for a minute. Yeah, you ain't got to be mad. Hey, you ain't got to be mad at somebody every day.
Not every day. Not every day. All right, everybody.
For me.
That's our show for the week. We'll talk to you rascals on Monday.